Subject: economic downward and Krishna consciousness. At ISKCON, we are against capitalism. So does an economic downfall across the globe a good sign for preaching Krishna consciousness? At ISKCON, it's stated here, we are against capitalism. Should be a little careful with that statement. It's not that we're specifically against capitalism. We're not running a communistic movement or some kind of Maoist movement or something like that. But we are for Krishna consciousness, and we're against anything that obstructs Krishna consciousness. So you could say we're against capitalism, but then in that sense we're also against any ism that is not for Krishna consciousness. Capitalism is one form of economic, or it engenders economic and other forms of exploitation. So it certainly isn't very good, but it's not that we're going out in the streets with banners saying stop capitalism. Rather, we're promoting Krishna consciousness. So an economic downfall across the globe, is it a good sign for preaching Krishna consciousness? Actually, Krishna consciousness can be preached in any situation. An economic, what's it called, a recession. Well, yeah, if there's a recession, that may be favorable. It may be if they were in the consciousness of we're enjoying this world, everything is going very well, we have plenty of money, then they may become disappointed, and that may be favorable for Krishna, spreading Krishna consciousness. Maybe, maybe not. The most favorable thing for Krishna consciousness is if we all become Krishna conscious and work very hard to spread this movement. Otherwise, if people become extremely poverty-stricken, then it may be difficult for them to think of anything religious. They may become Maoists or terrorists. So it's not necessarily that because people become afflicted by economic difficulties that they're going to become Krishna conscious. Although possibly it may make some people more open to hearing about Krishna. On the whole, I wouldn't make such a big thing about it, because this material world, by its very nature, there are ups and downs. It's going on all the time. Individuals or nations, they become more powerful, and then they become less powerful. So this kind of flux is going on all the time. So the thing that will really make our movement spread is if, like I say, if we become Krishna conscious, if we spread the Sankirtan movement by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, preaching Krishna consciousness in various ways.